Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some guy tweets me, says, "I love you, Joe, but go easy on city limits. Go easy on city limits." It always sounds like you're nitpicking on so many little things. I'll tell him, city limits is a big boy who will come right back at you. No need to protect city limits. He's fine. Limits, your thoughts on the matter?
I was on the phone with Kabali. Who was this, or was this just a texter?
A random tweeter, yeah.
I appreciate the tweeter for having my back, but I think Joe and I have had a lot of good back and forth, and I've stood my ground.
Yeah, you stand your ground, and you come right back at me. You don't need protectors out there, do you?
I don't think so.
Is Kabali on the screen as well?
No, he's just on the phone.
Does his phone work, unlike the Steeler preview show the other day? What were you doing, Kabali? You couldn't even hear you on the preview show.
What do you want me to do? I'm like in the press box.
Move out where it's clearer. Go outside.
How am I going to go outside for 3 hours?
Walk.
I eventually just went to the phone after that. So why don't you just settle down there, Joe? And by the way, you're talking about Austin being a big boy. You guys are 125. You got to be more specific with big boy.
He's a 135, first of all. Second of all, you're no Batco. When he's on the line, he goes to his car and just sits in there because he knows it's going to be quiet and it's going to be a good interview.
Well, Batco is a professional, and I am not.
How about I heard Mark passed up an invitation to go down to the McAfee Suite.
Did you? You could have seen Ben.
I did not get invited. I think I got bumped because of Ben.
Wait, you didn't get invited? That's not the info we have.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not going into that. I don't know. No, I have work to do, man. I don't have time to go down there and drink some beers.
Did you see Ben?
I'm a professional.
Did you see Ben at the game? Was he outside the locker room?
No, I did not see him. I just saw him on the screen, just like everybody else.
All right, then let's get to some topics, big boy, shall we?
Okay.
Let's start with Minka today.
Oh, I thought we were going to start with Davante Adams.
Yeah, that's a curveball. It's a little curveball.
It's a splinker. It's a little bit of a splinker.
More of a splinker. He hasn't had an interception in like a year and a half. He hasn't forced a fumble in like 3 years. And I'm curious. And I love Minka. I mean, he leaves his heart on the field every week. He's a guy that you can use in a million different positions.
Yeah.
But why, especially so far this year, because Terrell Austin said he was going to get back to Minka as the turnover-creating center fielder. Yeah. How are they using him? Why haven't these turnovers happened with him?
Well, the easy answer to that is it's just teams are trying to stay away from him as much as possible. The old, what's the guy from the Atlanta name again?
Bates.
Arthur Smith. Jesse Bates is the old Jesse Bates effect. If you don't get the ball near him very much, it's hard for him to make some plays. But as for putting him in position, I mean, that's definitely a defensive coordinator's job right there. And obviously he hasn't done a good enough job to do that. I mean, if you're trying to create turnovers, you have to have Minka around the line of scrimmage. He just has to be, you know, maybe not as out there as Troy Polamalu was of freelancing, but something in the middle there a little bit. I think that's when he does play his best ball. But on the flip side of that, Joe, you look at it, they haven't allowed many deep balls of any, you know, over 30 yards this year, and that's partly because of that as well. Maybe they're just thinking the pass rush can get to him and just prevent the deep balls, and then that will happen. But, yeah, I think he does definitely need to find a way to get him free, get him to create turnovers because he means that much to this defense.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Davante Adams, story of the day. Is this going to happen? Should it happen? How aggressively should they pursue him?
Wow. There's a lot of questions right there. I mean, of course you want Davante Adams. Anybody that says you don't want Davante Adams is just lying to you right now. I mean, but that comes in a vacuum, right? I mean, what are we talking about here? We have to take in other things into account, as in money, compensation back, other teams involved. But they could use a guy like that right now. How much you push for it? I don't know. I mean, it's very, very complicated to me, because do you want to pay the guy $13 million, give up a potential second-round pick for a rental player? But that rental player might push you over the edge where you are right now, what, the best team in the AFC North. You're the third-best team in the conference, really, if you look at the standings. So this might be your best shot right now. I don't know if they have enough money to do it right now with the $13 million. I'm sure Omar Khan can definitely restructure that deal, give him money, and get him under the cap. So I don't think that's a big deal. Me, I would try to go out and get him, but I would not mortgage anything for him. I think it would have to be the right deal. You know what I'm saying?
So no second round pick?
Everything to him.
No second round pick for you?
If it's a second round pick, I want to have the mindset if it's going to be more than just this year. We are sold with him next year as well. Maybe we could use him as a pawn to get George to take less. Maybe we don't want to sign George anymore, because you have to understand, you look at next year, Joe, you got, if you're paying Devontae 35 next year, George Pickens is up next year, TJ Watt's up next year, and Justin Fields is up next year. Eventually you run out of money. So out of those four, which one would you not want? So that has to play into the decision right now. But they, I mean, if you can, you acquire him and you worry about that later. But I just don't know if that will happen right now. But I would try to do it. I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't sell the farm.
I mean, all those problems, all those issues were in play when they went after Ayuk, and they apparently were willing to pay him more, around $30 million a year. So why not Devontae do a longer term deal, at least a couple of years?
That was before they gave Freiermuth and Hayward money too, right?
Yeah, but
I guess Hayward didn't really matter, because that's basically a 1 year deal anyway.
Yeah, and the salary cap's going to go up, and they're still, no matter what Fields does, he's not going to be making the best quarterback money, so they'll still be saving at that position. You think he's a $50 million a year quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, you see the quarterbacks around this league? A lot of them stink. So if he puts together a 11-6 season, a playoff win, and he's a free agent, people are going to throw money at him. I mean, it's obviously looking way in advance right here, but he's a young, talented guy that's gotten better and led a team to 10 or 11 wins. He's going to get paid.
I don't know if
he's
going to
get paid a lot. You don't think David Tepper's going to come and say, boy, Bryce Young, let's just give him $45 million a year.
I don't know about
that. I can see that happening.
Maybe.
In Carolina.
Maybe. I don't know if we're getting there yet. In fact, I think the Steelers, if they think he is good, should part with their tradition of not signing guys during the season and try to get him at a price.
That's not going to happen.
I didn't say it would. I said it should.
If you're Justin Fields, why would you do that right now?
Well, first of all, guaranteed money for the future. Second of all, if you're Justin Fields, how do you know you're going to have success anywhere else?
You know you're going to have success in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now, too.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, I get your point.
Take the money.
I get your point. But the Steelers, I mean, that came from Dan Rooney in 1993. We know the story already. They're not budging off of that. No way they budging off negotiating in season.
I know.
It's just not going to happen.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But that doesn't mean it's the best policy, because I don't think it is. All right, Mark. How about Najee? Why were we watching a game the other day where him and Cordero are basically trading carries and one guy's unstoppable and the other guy is averaging 1 yard per tote?
First of all, I've always been a Cordero Patterson fan. I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for. But, you know, Najee is a guy that I think we've come to the conclusion right now. I do think he's the best guy they have. I still think he's a good running back. But obviously he's limited in what he can do, as in big plays. But I think we also are seeing this year that he is much more effective in a two-back situation, a split back, a 60-40 range like Jaylen Warren last year. So that's not what Arthur Smith tends to like to do. But I think it's coming crystal clear that he's better like that. I think he's just frustrated, too. I know. I mean, just take Cordero Patterson out of it because he's only had like six carries. I know he's had some bigger plays, but the 8-9-man boxes were getting very, very frustrating for him, even when they were winning. But other teams find success through that as well.
Is he a good fit in Arthur Smith's offense, Mark? Because Jerry Dulac reported today essentially that he had heard the reason Najee didn't get that fifth-year option was the Steelers weren't positive or at least wanted to see if he fit in Arthur Smith's offense. Explain what all that means.
Well, first of all, that's what was told to a lot of people. So they wanted that out there, right? They wanted that to be the narrative out there. I just don't think they were interested in giving him $7 million or $6.8 million for that fifth-year option. That makes him a top 10 or 12 paid running back in the league, and they don't think that that's the right bang for the buck. As for, I don't know what you're looking for. You pretty much know what Najee Harris can do for him his first 3 years. I don't see why you need to see him in Arthur Smith's offense. Isn't Derrick Henry somewhat similar to him, other than some of the big play capabilities? I think it just all comes down to money, and that's the reason why they didn't pick it up. I don't think it has anything to do with fitting into a system, even though it doesn't look like he's fitting with this system as it is applies right now because of the limitations put on the run game because people want to stop the run and still don't cross fields defensively.
May I engage Mark in a game of free association?
100% you may.
Let's move very quickly, Mark. Do the Steelers get do they get Davante Adams?
I'm going to say yes.
Holy horse follicles. After all that, you're saying yes? What do they give up? What kind of draft pick?
I think they're going to somehow, I think he's going to con artist him. I think he'll maybe a third round pick. If you give us a third round pick, I think it'll have to be a third and a fifth for a sixth or something, one of those type of deals, you know. Give them a third and a fifth, and they get a seventh back, something like that. I think that would do it, but I think you have to move forward with him past 10 games. I think you got to keep him next year, too.
Level of concern on Patrick Queen, who was getting moved around like a queen on a chessboard by the blockers in Indy the other day. One is you're not concerned at all. Five is you're highly alarmed, and you'll be calling him Devin Queen by the end of the season.
I'm not concerned at all.
Wow.
You get any lineman on a inside linebacker, and they're going to move him.
What has impressed you through four games about Patrick Queen?
The 100% of the snaps. That was pretty impressive.
The fact that he's plays impresses you?
Every snap.
What?
You know what? Something happened on that touchdown, too. He wasn't very happy. I'm guessing somebody else screwed up their assignment. I mean, I'm fine with Patrick Queen right now. He's the best linebacker they've had in 10 years.
Other than the fact that he's alive and on the football field, tell me what you're impressed by through four games.
Well, he's able to cover, too, man. He can do a little bit of everything.
All right, now we're talking. He has covered some people down the field.
Once again, I just think that 3-4-game span stretch is just too little to be able to make a determination on if this guy's good or not.
Okay. Who's going to be, if you don't get another receiver, who's the Steelers' second-best receiver?
You know, the guy that they decided they don't want to play, Roman Wilson.
Yeah, well, is he going to play this week?
He said he was going to play 2 weeks ago. He thought he was going to play last week. He was out there warming up before the game. He looked like $1 million. Then they don't make him active. You tell me.
Is he going to play this week?
I don't know. Every time he tells me yes, it's a no. So I don't know.
I'll try a third time.
I don't think he knows.
I'll try a third time. Is he going to play this week?
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Kabali, and have a wonderful day.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Things get very contentious with Dr. Welby, don't they, Limits? You saying goodbye to him now?
Yes, goodbye, Dr. Kabali.
He's the greatest, though, isn't he?
Did you see the tweet that he put up yesterday that he put up his Christmas tree?
Already?
Yes.
Reason?
It was a joke, actually. He did not actually put up his tree.
Oh. What's a reasonable time for you?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Me too.
I do not put up the tree before Thanksgiving.
That's almost a tradition, right? The day after Thanksgiving. You're home. You got nothing to do. You put up a tree.
You put up the tree. You get out the decorations. You watch some football on that Friday. Because there's now an NFL game that typically is
You remember on. Tree Rollins from Clemson? NBA career?
No.
Hell of a shot blocker.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.